Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
we are back in Minnesota.
I want to tell you, I
just got back off the tour.
A boat rock.
Florida and Iowa. It's nice to be back home. 88 degrees here in the state of Minnesota, my friends. Did the tea party in Des Moines, Iowa last week. I guess it rocked the house. They're still talking about it. Got a bunch of blue-haired standing up with their hair completely straight up in the air. They got these black, what do you call them? Oh, black bracelets with spikes outside of them, and they got these chains around their necks with little locks saying, let him speak, let him speak. And then we ended up in Armstrong, Iowa, with Landon and family. Cool guy. He was the only rocker in Iowa that I've ever seen, friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And today we have Jake's wife in the studio with us. And she's going to tell you why it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head in just a second here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Jake's uploading stuff as we speak right now. We're trying to get caught up. Folks, when you leave for a week, it takes you a week to get caught up when you get home. It's a strange situation, but that seems to be our lot in life when we do get back, is to play the catch-up game. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, check out the downloads, the videos, the pictures, and the such from our tour in Florida and in Iowa just this last week and the week before. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mrs. Other Guy?
I like that.
Yeah, Mrs. Other Guy. Okay.
That's right. Married to Mr. Other Guy. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Okay.
All right.
Where were we? What did we do? What are people saying? That's what's important. You know what? And honestly, this is the first time I've heard these responses, so I want everybody to know. This is the first time I hear it, too, and I continuously tell people this. So it's fresh to me. It's cool to me. And can we go to the guy yesterday? Remember when we were in Armstrong, this guy came up to me, and he handed an envelope, actually, to one of our street teamers. And then she came over and handed it to me, and she had said that this man with this so-and-so T-shirt just gave this to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was super sweet. So yeah. You can go ahead and read it off.
And so this is Tom, and he said, "Dear Bradley, I'm a huge fan. You may remember me as Tom who drove 3.5 hours to see you at Dunkerton, Iowa. I love the way you wake people up to the truth of the sacrifices paid for our freedom, and most importantly, the sacrifice paid for our sins by Jesus Christ. Keep up the good work."
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and it was.
And I knew exactly who he was, and it seems like he's a lone soul. I seen him yesterday. I knew exactly who he was, and the sincerity in the man is just second to none, and I really appreciate people like that, and I'm glad to know that people are being lit up in the things of Christ, because that's the purpose of this radio program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stand up in Christ, you're going to gain your country back. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, and you see those that are actually abounding in the grace.
Mm-hmm. So. And should we give the background on Dunkerton, Iowa, how he came? So, well, obviously, if people remember, we did a high school assembly program in Dunkerton, Iowa in March of 2012, and the media did a doozy, as they always do, where they cut, paste, say you said things that you don't say, and turning out to be like it was a Texas chainsaw massacre happening in the high school.
And you didn't have the chainsaw. They did.
Exactly. Yeah. They're the ones. And so when we did a return event, he had come. The Liberty Council had represented us and brought us back to the library, who tried to bar us from coming. And he heard about it because you were being interviewed on Jan Michelson's show as well as Steve Dace's show, and
heard
us on the radio. He's from Des Moines area and drove 3.5 hours out to this little town in Dunkerton, Iowa, to listen to us, to listen to you speak. And so, and that was really cool for him to do that. And then he showed up again yesterday.
Yes,
I saw him sitting up in the front.
He's the kind of guy you just want to walk up to him and hug him.
Yeah, cool. And then here's another one. This is actually, yesterday we were at, in Armstrong, Iowa, and Landon Kolash was a gentleman who had seen you speak at Armstrong High School in Iowa, and I believe it was about 2001. It was 12 years ago,
Well, so you reap what you sow.
Yes, and so he was there with his wife, Renee. And then a few years after that, you spoke at Lifelight, and he saw you there.
South Dakota.
Yep. And then he said that his wife kept running into you at the street teams.
Oh, wow.
And so she kept, I'm sorry, not you.
Yeah.
Running into the street teams. Our street teams.
I get blamed for everything. I just want to make clarity.
And so, yes, she kept running into the street teams. And so she got, like, CDs, and she got our product out there and was helping support. And said, and Landon said yesterday on the show, if you didn't hear, he said that he was so convicted because he didn't know the Ten Commandments. He came to the nighttime rally at Armstrong High School in 2001. And so
she even told us that she got the My War comic book for Landon for Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she said, and then Landon said that then they started listening to the radio broadcast.
Amen.
And so that all of these chain of events finally led to him where they said they felt convicted. And his wife just wrote to us. But she said that they felt convicted, Landon did, to step out in faith and say, we want to bring this message into a community 4th of July celebration at Armstrong, Iowa. They bring in a huge parade and towns from all over.
4,000 people.
Yeah, towns from all around there come to Armstrong, Iowa to celebrate the 4th of July. And during, in the midst of this celebration, Bradley did his presentation on the price paid for our freedoms. And so his wife just wrote to us this morning, and she said, we, Landon and I, just want to thank Bradley and the entire tour bus full of wonderful and cool people, those beautiful kiddos, too, for taking the time to come to our small town of Armstrong. We prayed a lot that those that would come would be receptive to it, learning new things and hopefully wanting to learn more. We have already received some nice comments on the presentation, and I am proud of my husband for putting his faith out there and completely knowing this is what he wanted.
You know what I think it's important for people to hear is the fact that when we're talking about these praise reports, they all go back to the Son of God because he's the only one that can actually bring forth his fruit. And we're also talking about fruit in a good report that's in agreement with the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are willing to fight and those that are fighting for and maintaining our rights, these are good reports.
Yeah.
Now, to those that sit around in their apathy and do nothing, they might look at it a different way, kind of like Saul did to David. Mm-hmm. Remember, Saul wanted to kill David when David was there to honor him and to bring forth a message that Saul and his army was unwilling to deal with, namely Goliath, while he was defying the armies of the living God. So it's a good report on the side of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And when we bring good reports, we're always talking about the victories that God has wrought forth through this ministry in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to bring clarity. Folks, you got Bradley and the other guy's wife right now. We're going to come back and we're going to actually talk with Massey, and we're going to talk about false polling in just a couple minutes here. You got Bradley and, well, we're going to bring in Massey. All right, that's how it's going to work. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events, or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Massey in studio right now. If you'd like to call in and partake, you can. You may. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-8077. I'm sorry. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, there's so many norm numbers, and there's so many codes, and there's so many, you know, login addresses.
Please.
It gets old. Now, folks, what I did is on WND yesterday, if you want to check it out, you can. It's actually on Freedom Outpost as well right now, and it's getting knocked out of the park, as usual, over there. But the article is called Sleight of Hand. Folks, the fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. Let me say that again. The fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. I mean, look at this Trayvon Martin, the Zimmerman case. They're attempting to get you to believe the lies that Trayvon Martin was actually the victim of some crime committed by Zimmerman. And it's also interesting when you look at the facts over there, friends, the pictures of Trayvon Martin are all kid pictures.
That's right.
And then they're throwing the mug shots out there of Zimmerman.
Right.
Has anybody seen Trayvon Martin's picture and how big this kid was?
Right. No kid pictures of Zimmerman. Maybe he was
no.
a good innocent bystander.
No, none of that. Folks, I was absolutely humored as well. Just the other day when we walked out of the hotel room, I looked down and there is the propagandist once again trying to spin their lies.
Right.
The blatancy of the propagandists who promulgate lies through the state-run media. Their front page headline was same-sex marriage at record approval. Really? How did that happen, friends? Same-sex marriage at record high record approval. Folks, the question is how did that happen? Because the sub-headline was an odd distraction as well, right under the headline. Polls find more discord with court's decision on race. Folks, what does race have to do with the same-sex marriage issue? Folks, they continuously push the lies to establish oppression in hopes that the American people will fall victim to their lies. And what they do is they attempt to produce hopelessness for those who stand on the side of America's God-given constitutional republic. So what we did is we took the time to go straight to the source and ask the author of USA Today article, the woman that actually wrote the article, Susan Page. There were 1,003 adults polled by landline and cell phone. as a thinking citizen, how does polling 1,003 adults in this country become a staple of what the majority of America thinks? Massey, go ahead and explain.
Right. When I read the article yesterday, or it was actually, yeah, it was yesterday, I decided to tweet Miss Susan Page because it was, this has been bugging me since the presidential elections. I first noticed the pollings in 2008 when they were saying that, you know, 60-something percent of Americans like Obama,
68.
You know, yeah, 68 or whatever, and you know, 30-something percent, you know, believe that the other guy should be president, which is a farce anyways. Why isn't the media telling you there's more than two people as a president? But anyways, back to the point here. As a poll, I tweeted her, and she said, yeah, there were 1,003 adults polled by landline and cell phone. She said, thanks. And I thought it was pretty cool that she responded to me. I mean, that's pretty neat, especially on the 4th. She responded on the 4th.
So, that's probably her life.
Right. Yeah, it probably is. And so I did ask her what, you know, and this was, I was bouncing back and forth with Bradley because we're all thinkers here in America. And let's get this clear. Everybody calls themselves an American, just like people call themselves a Christian. But when you're a citizen of America, you follow and abide under its laws, not your opinion. And so I asked her, you know, what, as a thinking citizen, how does a poll of 1,003 adults in this country become a staple of what the majority of America thinks? And she said, well, that's a fair point. That's exactly what she tweeted. That's a fair point. But we rely on polling and sample sizes of 1,000 or so to track the temperature of the citizens. Now think about that. What is it, 320 million? Let's just average it up.
Well, just keep in mind, this is also the outlet with the other state broadcasters out there that are actually trying to give illegals amnesty, and they're working in the same direction with this criminal administration. So when you're talking about citizens, Massey, I think it's important that you give people kind of a outline as to what you explained to me on the bus yesterday. Wait a second, what is a citizen?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They abide by the laws of our Constitutional Republic. Because, again, anybody can say, we're Americans. And, you know, it's funny because you're only guaranteed three things under the Declaration: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And happiness under God, morally. If you look it up in the 1828, it is under moral conduct of law. And so going back to the...
Massey, my point was, is when we were talking yesterday on the bus, you'd actually brought up, well, are they legal citizens?
Right, are they legal?
Are they from America? So when you were making citizenship the point or the factor here, you wanted to make sure that they were American citizens and a law-abiding citizen, not illegals.
Right.
So when you're talking about the poll, you were asking Susan, who were these citizens that you were talking
That's
about?
Right.
Who were you polling?
That was the point, because to go back to this article, she did not state who she interviewed or who they called or what demographic. I mean, she could have been down in Minneapolis at the gay 90s interviewing these people and say, oh, record a majority of Americans believe it. Well, you can't base a poll on that. Nonetheless, you can't base the majority of Americans on 1,000 people. That's just that's absolutely asinine, and it's irresponsible, and it's dangerous to do that because you're misleading the public. And there are people out there that aren't saved, they're not Christian, and they're toting the line. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to believe. Mm-hmm. And these lines and these headlines will sway their mind in that way. And any psychologist will tell you that. That's why they use certain colors. They use certain words, pop-out words. That's why websites are built a certain way. You could see the trend on how articles are even written and the lines.
I mean, for example, just to prove the point as to what you're talking about right now, I mean, we know that Obama's administration contrived and fabricated his Twitter account. 75% of
That's
it was
right.
false. But the American people believe that his Twitter account was actually legit when, in fact, it was illegit.
That's exactly right.
Right? So you throw it out there and they expect the people to believe it. What did Charles Spurgeon say?
Charles Spurgeon said, the newspapers are the Bibles of the worldlings. How diligently they read them. How they find their law and their prophets, their judges and their chronicles, their epistles and their revelations.
And isn't it interesting?
Unbelievable.
Who's he talking about? He's talking about the worldlings, those that have not obeyed the word of Christ. And so he can tell how a stick is crooked, how a stick is, the deviations of a crooked stick are exposed by laying the word of God right next to him. And he was walking in the spirit of Christ only to come up with a quote like that.
That's exactly right. And if you look at Charles Spurgeon, was a pastor. He was preaching to his church. So he's saying there's worldlings in the church too.
Yes.
All of you who call yourselves a Christian, and as the word says in Psalms, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. You must purify your mind by the word of God in 2 Corinthians. And that's where we got to stay. Keeping your thoughts captive.
Are you going to 2 Corinthians 6?
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, sir. And it's taking every thought captive under the obedience of Christ. The newspaper is not, let's be honest here, folks, as Americans, you can read the newspaper. How often are they favorable to the Christian cause?
Never.
You never see it. And it's never going to be there, obviously. And so they attack those, just like you used that quote before. If you're not careful, they'll attack those that are actually getting you away from the oppression, and they'll oppress those that are oppressing you.
Yeah.
And that's what's so ridiculous.
The word was actually attacking, but I get the point.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so I want to throw you another one. Napoleon Bonaparte, war general. You know, love him or hate him, he said four hostile newspapers are more to be feared than 1,000 bayonets. Why is that? Because when you got the mind, let's keep in mind here, Adolf Hitler, everything he did was legal. It was legal. It didn't matter what you believed or what your opinion was. He legalized the murder of Jews. He legalized the murder of gypsies and those that he thought were inferior to him. And that was lawful back then.
Yep. Okay. Now, I just want to make clarity on that, too, because everything he did was illegal, but it was a law unto himself. The people took him as God rather than the word of God, because when you look at, what was it, May of 1945, when they actually had the Nuremberg trials, the first thing that the prosecutor did was said that the laws of God have been broken and the laws of man.
Amen.
So what happens is when you divert your attention from following Christ, who is the lawgiver,
right,
you begin to look at fallen men in carnal, their carnal nature, and you begin to look at them as if they're God. And that's exactly what you're doing here, is making the distinction of those that read the newspapers and they believe the lie. Well, you got to ask yourself the question, especially if you call yourself a patriot or a Christian, why do you believe those that are at war with God?
Your constitution,
yes,
your foundation,
your country,
everything.
Yes, your freedoms.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so when you go on that line, I did my due diligence here. I wanted to look up some different polls. And the reason I did that is because it really did start bugging me in 2008. And people really believe polls. I mean, you could, when I was doing street teams for 10 years, it was, oh, but the poll says this and the American majority says this. I'm going to read you something.
Isn't it interesting that they're more willing to sway the oppressive message or to the message of defeat through the state-run media rather than the victory that God gave us in Christ Jesus?
Exactly.
I don't understand it.
Laws never change. Man does. And when man does, his licentiousness will lead him to hell. The Bible even talks about it. He says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption and bondage. That's exactly what's going on. I found this one poll on the Washington Post, March 18th, 2013. Listen to this. Gay marriage support hits new high in post ABC.
Gay marriage.
Poll. Gay marriage support hits new high. Public support for gay marriage has hit a new high as Americans increasingly see homosexuality not as a choice, but as a way some people are, according
to the
poll.
Is that because they haven't looked over to Canada to see what homosexual marriage is
exactly
about?
Right.
Or is it just according to a couple that are actually writing the headlines in hopes that foolish people will believe they're fabricating and contrived lies.
The payment of sin, the wages of sin is death, boy.
We're going to come back and we're going to continue talking about this issue of polls. I love this kind of stuff.
Right.
How can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Exactly.
They call themselves Christians, but they listen to the liar that's at war with God and Christ.
Yeah.
Those that are responsible for crucifying the Christ, they listen to them rather. Man, it reminds me of the book of Numbers, where there was actually a war going on between the children of Israel and the inhabitants, the heathens, the Philistines.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Mass talking about false polling right now, folks. I call it sleight of hand. The fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. And we're talking about the headline that was actually on the USA Today yesterday. Massey had actually confronted the individual that, well, did the report on same-sex homosexual marriage. And what they were basically conveying to the American people, folks, through a lie was that homosexual marriage at record approval. Now, what's interesting about that is how many states have already stood up and spoken out against homosexual marriage? Forget about that.
Bing, bing,
how many
bing.
How many radical homosexuals and Lena Kagan, Vaughn Walker, radical homosexuals and lesbians, they're the ones attempting to stop and stifle the voice of the American people, because what they want to do is they're attacking Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, freedom
right.
of speech, friends. They don't have the freedom to lie. They don't have freedom to go ahead and promulgate that which God did not give them. We have rights, not privileges, given unto us by the state. Now, right before the break, what I was talking about is they're talking about how everybody's accepting of homosexual marriage. How's it working out for the people over in Canada right now who had found out what radical homosexual marriage was really about when they implemented an illegal agenda called homosexual marriage over there, when the first thing they did is attack the church. The second thing they did was attack the homeschoolers. And the third thing the radical homosexuals wanted to do, that apparently, according to this reporter, this propagandist, everybody's for it in America.
That's right.
But America, did you know what it was really about over in Canada? Let me tell you. The radical homosexuals want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. I bet you don't probably see a whole lot of headlines over there in Canada like that, right? Because the Canadian people are now well aware of what it was really about after they, guess what, lost their rights.
That's exactly right, and that's a warning to America. If you don't stand now, that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to be too late. You're going to be like, man, we should have stood. Well, we should have, would have, could have, but you
should have. Yeah, should have in one hand and manure in the other.
That's
one,
exactly,
and see which one weighs more.
Yeah, exactly. It's all false. It's on a false pretense.
Go ahead and explain clearly, and I'll shut my pie hole for a minute. Go ahead.
Well, real quick, I mean, I was talking about the Washington Post marriage poll that they did back in March here in 2013. Just listen to this. The poll shows that 58% of Americans now believe that it should be legal for a gay and lesbian couples to get married. First, marriage belongs to God and the church. He ordains marriage, not the state. Why aren't they talking about that? Number one. And they also put in there, but see, it's gone up from more than a decade ago. It was at 27%. Now we're at 58%. Wow, the American public is, and you got to hear this. They got great stats.
Hey, Massey, can I just interject something?
Go ahead. Go for it.
I don't give a stink if 99% of the American
people
were in agreement with it through a lie or through the truth. We're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
And which preserves our liberties.
That's right. What did Spurgeon call it? A tender conscience. That's exactly right. Your conscience has to be tender. Listen to this one. A slim majority of Republicans and GOP-leaning independents under 50 years old now support gay marriage. Think about that.
Yeah. Until they find out what
it's exactly
about, right?
It's exactly right.
I don't believe it, but...
That's true. But just listen to the way they're writing this. This is John Cohen. This is what he wrote. This is how he wrote it. Fully 62% of the Americans now say being gay is just a way that some people are, not something that people choose to be. About 20 years ago, fewer than half of the public said that.
Really? Does the devil know to tell the truth? Because I thought he came to lie, steal, and kill and destroy.
You know, I mean, I don't know how to stop killing people, man. I can't choose that. Oh, man, I can't stop lying. Crap, just wait
come
till
on.
It happens.
Come
wait till
on.
It happens
who
to you, then
who
you quit.
Are you to judge, Mass?
That's
come
exactly
on.
Exactly right. And so I'm reading you just quick highlights here. Listen, currently gay marriage is legal in only 9 states and the District of Columbia, but the public views are more similar than not across state lines. Listen to that.
Which is not legal. It's pretended legislation.
But look what they highlighted. 9 states are for legal gay marriage. Why didn't they say, but 32 states voted it down? They didn't put that in there, that the majority of Americans spoke up and said 32 states said nope.
Yep.
And that's because, obviously, you got the radicals in key positions saying that we're going to shut the voice of the people in those 9 states. I'm darn sure.
Oh, they're going to try.
That's exactly right. So, now this is the last paragraph. Listen to this. The Washington Post ABC News poll was conducted March 7th through 10th amongst a random national sample of 1,001 adults. So they gave all those cool stats about 67% this, and since 2010, a decade ago, it was only 27%. And you know, the Republicans are now for, a slim majority of Republicans are now for gay marriage, but only 1,000 people were interviewed. 300 and what million people? 312 million people in this country, and 1,000 people are now the voice of the majority. Listen to that, people. Listen to that. Less than 3% of America is now oppressing you. Less than 3% of America is now oppressing you. And that's what you got to pay attention to. This is your fight, America. This isn't someone else's fight. This is yours. The church must stand. I'm going to go back to Susan Page's article. And this is, and Brad made this point last night. Can I share this point real quick?
Sure.
The Tea Party, you said this. You ever notice that every newspaper, news outlet, things like that, they all say the same things and they print the same things? What did Bonaparte say? 4 hostile newspapers are more to be feared than 1,000 bayonets? That's exactly right. Because she wrote this for the USA Today. This was also posted on freep.com, so they just copy and paste these things. She said a record majority of Americans now approve same-sex marriage in the wake of 2 landmark Supreme Court decisions, oligarchies, according to the USA Today poll finds. But then she said Voting Rights Act tightened the rules on affirmative action and aren't in sync with the public's views. What in the world does race have to do with sexuality or your sin? That's ridiculous.
Well, if you think about the mass, what took place over in California, you'll quickly see that 7 million blacks actually stood up and voted down homosexual marriage, not once, but twice.
Yeah, and that's the average Hispanic. I'm Hispanic.
So if you want to talk about the race issue,
right,
then let's talk about it.
I'm Hispanic, full-blooded. My parents are both from Mexico. And it's pretty amazing. When I asked my dad, how's the sentiment down there in Mexico on gay marriage? It's not favorable. As a matter of fact, it goes beyond not favorable. It's just not tolerated. So then they come to America here if they want to be gay to act out their sin. You know why? Because it's tolerated here. What did John Wesley say? What is tolerated in one generation shall be accepted by the next. John Wesley, the great field preacher, right? Listen to this. These are the stats. Now, this was actually buried in the middle of the article. 1,003 adults were posted or polled Thursday through Sunday in a margin error of plus minus 3.6% percentage by an unprecedented, listen to these words, by an unprecedented 55 to 40% Americans, not citizens, Americans Who that is, no one knows. Say marriages between same-sex couples should be recognized by law as valid.
Hey, did you see that quote in there by John Adams where it said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. Ooh. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Apparently, the American people don't realize yet that this is all about upending their Constitution. And as the American people tolerate it,
that's right,
through their tolerance, they're actually giving over their sovereignty to the state rather than God.
Then listen to that quote.
Yeah.
Listen to Washington's quote, religion and morality, the essential pillars. These are our founders'
of civil
people.
Society.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Civil society. Civil, not
yes.
unruly.
And what's under attack.
That's exactly right. Yes. And so imagine these newspapers back in the day of our founders. I guarantee you they would have burned their papers in their presses and said, no more. We don't tolerate this junk. And you can't tell me that they were dumb men 230 years
ago.
Well,
no, they left that. They
exactly
threw that
right.
tyranny off. They threw that propaganda off because they had enough common sense to know who the enemy was.
And ironically, King George called them wicked and designing men. What did Obama just tell a bunch of college students to reject voices that question government and question authority? But they were the same ones back in the 60s questioning authority and questioning the government. Yeah. Those same folks. Isn't that amazing?
Let me share just a word
go
of
ahead.
Encouragement. Here we go. Here's an example of how they contrive and fabricate polls. May 1st, 2004, in Seattle, Washington, 25,000 people protested homosexual marriage, which is illegal. It's never been legal. There were 1,500 homosexual supporters holding up signs stating, bigots, go home. I'm a bigot. Or you a bigot?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess we're all bigots,
we're
right?
We're all bigots here.
The state-run media twisted the truth and told the public that the 1,500 homosexual marriage supporters holding up the sign stating, bigots go home, were the majority and made the 25,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. Now, here's the kicker. It wasn't just back in 2004, friends. There was also an overwhelming turnout at a rally in the support of traditional God-ordained marriage during the Supreme Court hearing on DOMA. It's not too long ago, friends.
A couple weeks ago.
And Prop 8 in March that, of course, the state-run media chose not to cover. So why don't we take a poll there? They don't want you taking a poll with facts, friends. That's
right.
Why polls are just baloney.
That's
in
right.
every sense of the word. You can't believe a thing they say.
That's right.
They're trying to sway and bring people to a place of hopelessness through oppressive measures
mm-hmm.
and the lies. And the only time that they'll take hold, my friends, is if you believe them.
That's right.
It's that simple.
And, you know, the point of the ministry is for not for condemnation, but for reconciliation and for redemption of mankind. So, I mean, we're going after people like a Susan Page or whatever. We really want them to know that we genuinely do care about them. But in the sense that if you're not going to change after receiving the truth, we're going to go after you until you get it right, because you're responsible for leading thousands astray, just like most churches are in the same
that's
the same
right
regard.
And keep in mind, the condemnation is those that love darkness rather than
the light.
So it's a choice that men and women must make. It's not for us to make it for them.
That's right.
We're just being faithful witnesses to point your finger to a just and a holy
that's
God.
Right, because it is before him ultimately. This is my couple last tweets. I said, were those a certain demographic or randomly selected? I asked her, since when has America become a nation ruled by opinion rather than law?
That's right. Amen.
And she said, I told her, I said, it must seem.
What did she say, Matt?
She didn't. She responded with this. We always specify the sample size in response to your question, randomly selected, then waited for demographic traits. She didn't answer. She didn't
of
answer
course.
The American part.
She played the politician and she diverted your question.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm still waiting for a response on these two tweets because I tweeted her late last night. Again, I don't understand how you can write the record majority on 1,000 people census. 32 states voted against it. That doesn't add up. And I said, I do think your headline is incredibly deceitful, and to put race in the same category is also irresponsible, and I hashtagged accountability. Because I do genuinely care for the American public. Now listen, why is the media constantly attacking those that are trying to preserve your posterity and your liberties? Keep in mind, it's the same America that's saying that you can legalize gay marriage while they're stripping your rights right behind your back.
And
taking your guns.
And by the way, for those that didn't know, and I had to share to another group of people yesterday, homosexual marriage is about, just again, being used as a political battering
right.
ram only to bring forth, same thing with amnesty, to bring forth Sharia law.
That's exactly
and people
right.
need to wake up to that, because if you look in Minnesota, you have Keith Ellison, a congressman. He's the head of the LGBT here in Minnesota, and he's also a radical Muslim. Do the math, friends. We're going to come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Mass. Thanks for joining us, Mass. I appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Segment 1-877-807-9977 for those that are willing to stand up and fight for their posterity and, by the way, their own freedoms. Silence is what's destroying this country, friends. Silence is what's destroying this country. Harry Truman said, "I wonder how far Moses would have gone if he had taken a poll in Egypt." True that. What would Jesus Christ have preached if he had taken a poll in Israel? True that.
Ooh.
Where would the Reformation have gone if Martin Luther had taken a poll? True that. It isn't polls or public opinions of the moment that counts. It's right and wrong and leadership, men with fortitude, honesty, and a belief in the right that makes epochs in the history of the world.
Ooh.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
That is great stuff. Did you want to go ahead and, you know, I know we've been going back and forth with this, but you know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up yesterday too, and this has been popping up more at the meetings, isn't it interesting that the American people, if I can just kind of go over some of these points with you again real quick, just to show you how far down the line, friends, that you have been duped. And if you say, well, I don't believe the lies that they promulgated in the first place, well, then why are you inactive concerning those lies? Why have you not righted the wrongs?
Silence is conceit, man.
It's exactly right. But yesterday I found myself, isn't it interesting that back in, as you brought up earlier, Massey, that 68% of the age demographic of 18 to 33 years old voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Well, then we look in 2010, 65 of our representatives got their buns kicked right out of government, didn't they, real quick?
Exactly.
See, America
right.
forgot about that in 2012, didn't they?
That's right.
Yeah, they forgot that they were the ones that stood up, and they did not want... See, folks, you got to think things through before you just listen to what you're told. Let's go to 2012. What happened concerning Barack Hussein Obama? Do you remember, friends, 74,000-seat arena? He couldn't fill it. He couldn't even give free tickets away. Do you remember this? And then they blamed the weather due to the fact that they had to move it from 74,000 seats to a 20,000-seat arena, which, by the way, they could not fill.
Because, you know, they can fill stadiums in the rain, snow, sleet, and shine when they're watching a football game. I mean, obviously, weather has something to do with it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that right now, but exactly right. My point is, friends, that he does not have the support that the American people believe that he does. Now, if you go over to the DNC, remember they were at war with God. They didn't want God anywhere to do or anywhere in the equation of who they are or what they were about. And I think that should have been enough right for the American people to just get, how many thousands of tickets and just send them over to Russia where they belong.
Dang right.
So people forgot about that. And then people looked at the fact that Stevie Wonder couldn't even bring 200 people to a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama.
Ouch.
The American people forgot that 75% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is contrived. It's fake. It doesn't exist. People forgot that Barack Hussein Obama could not sell out the hotels during his re-election inauguration. We're trying to figure out who re-elected him, friends. People forgot that in Wisconsin, which is just a state over from us, friends, that in Milwaukee, the state-run media broadcasted that he had filled 18,000 seats up. And friends, what's important for you to understand is there was only 5,000 seats there. See, this is all deception. That's how you're losing the day. It's because you have your eyes fixed on the wrong person. And then I said this. I said, I know the American people are also under the deception that Barack Hussein Obama has the Hispanic people under his, in his back pocket, as well as the black people in his back pocket. But see, what's happening, the Hispanic and the black communities aren't stupid neither, friends. Don't forget that. Because what's interesting about that is they realize that Barack Hussein Obama is the man that voted 241 times to eradicate the black race and the Hispanic race through Planned Parenthood. Remember what Margaret Sanger rightly said? I'm making a point here.
That's right.
The most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. And it's aimed at the black and Hispanics. And Barack Hussein Obama voted 241 times to eradicate the black and the Hispanic race. Do you think the blacks and the Hispanics don't know that? I have black friends. I have Hispanic friends. And the fact of the matter is they're very well aware of what's going on through this White House. Friends, it's also interesting to note that Barack Hussein Obama is trying to get a bunch of illegal immigrants from Mexico and other countries only to come over to America. Now, if he had the support of the blacks and Hispanics in America, then why does he need 30 million illegals to come over here?
Great point.
I'm asking you the question, friends. If he has all the support that you think he does, friends... You know, it reminds me of scripture. We're going to look at the enemy of our souls on that day, and we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. These people are desperate. That's why they're hurling lie after lie after lie on the American people, because they're afraid that you're going to find out that he does not have the support. He does have the support of Muslim Brotherhood,
right.
Your sworn enemies, friends. And he acts accordingly. And we know this administration by his fruit, and it just happens to be that fruit.
That's right.
Radical Islam,
right?
So what's behind the amnesty bill and gay marriage? Hey, folks, he doesn't have the support of the American people. That's why he had to take 224 homosexuals, radicals, and transvestites and put them into federal positions. That's why he appointed Sotomayor, who's an internationalist. She's Hispanic, and that's why he appointed Alina Kagan, who's a radical lesbian, on the White House, along with Kennedy.
That's right.
See, you got to put two and two together, friends. They don't, and he does not, this administration does not have the support of the American people. It's that simple. But let me ask you the question, America. Why is he there? Why has 57 million babies been aborted over the last 30 and 40 years in this country? Because the American people have tolerated. And if you think you're going to stand down on God's commandments and judgments, and you're going to win the day and maintain your liberties, which is the price of liberty, eternal vigilance, you think you're going to remain in a free land? You've got to be kidding. And I think it's pretty radical that you allow a president, friends, to murder babies at will. I think it's pretty radical that you know that this first gay president, he's advocated the crimes of homosexuality against heaven. And I'm telling you what, friends, you're trying to figure out why? You're trying to figure out why the rocks are falling from heaven? Because you're daring his justice. You wonder why the Patriot is under attack by this administration? Because you're tolerating it. That's why. Now, there's a right way to do this, and there's a wrong way to do this. We can do this peacefully, through the law, through the enforcement of the law. Once there's going to be blood in the streets.
Exactly right.
You're not going to get away from it.
There's already blood in the clinics. I mean,
that's exactly right. Thank you.
And the innocent.
I'm sorry.
And
I stand corrected.
Yeah, and there's blood in the clinics, and as Abel's blood cried, as innocent blood cried from the ground, man. Who's going to cry? Who's going to fight for him? You bring up that point with little Christian who lost his dad in war, and he's a little 8-year-old boy who's standing there receiving his father's flag. You make a great point of who's going to fight for Christian now? Because you can already see that people confuse, and they willfully confuse, patience and apathy. Oh, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to wait on Jesus, you know, because I just got to pray about it. Which, if you look at the action words to prayer words in the Word, there's a lot more action than just prayer. There's feet to prayer here. And that's why we're not winning today as Americans. And I will say this. I'll give you hope here. As D. James Kennedy did say, 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Here's the hope, though. God knows, and he sits in the heavens and he laughs. And these folks have a noose around their neck. All you have to do is call them out on it and hold them accountable by justice.
That's right.
That's what you have. The noose is already around their neck, people. They're breaking the law. You're not, if you're a law-abiding citizen of the United States of America. And that's what this is all about, is empowering you, the patriots. You remember Sheriff Miller? He came by our office and he told us, you have exactly the same rights and the same authority that I do. The only thing I have different than you is a badge. Yeah. You can still arrest people. You can carry. Yeah. You have a.
And our sheriffs, by the way, have more authority than the federal government does.
Exactly right. And
Hopefully.
They're the ones calling out this administration that's crooked right now, saying, no, you are not going to push this illegal stuff on my state and against my constituents. You know why? Because they have the authority and the power to do it, just like you do if you exercise it. If you don't, it'll get taken from you.
Amen.
That's just how it is.
Listen to this. Opinion polls measure the public satisfaction with its ignorance. Folks, we've been talking about sleight of hand. The fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. And this is what you're seeing today. And friends, how many tea parties across the country, high schools, colleges, radio broadcasts and the such, people are trying to figure out what's going on. And you know, without fail, every time I do an event, you know who comes up to me and they say to me, yeah, Bradley, with their head down. Yeah, Bradley, what you seeing here? I said, well, what do you mean and what am I seeing here? Well, Jesus is coming back, right? Yeah, he's going to rapture us from responsibility,
right,
dude. Yeah, God is raising up an army right now that he's going to pull out right before the battle.
Cowards.
No, that's what they're hearing. That's exactly what they want to hear. That, listen, there's nothing we can do, man. Hey, you know what? I'm still burnt from the 70s, and I just want to kind of hang out, and I'm looking for all those scriptures that talk about rapture, which, by the way, aren't in scripture. You know, Jesus is going to come and take us out of here, man, right now. No. The Bible tells us that the enemy of our souls wars against those that keep the commandments of the Lord.
And
therein the battle lies. And it's a good thing our forefathers didn't
exactly
think that way,
it,
right?
Man. You know what? And if you don't fight, it is cowardice. And I don't care how you take that. You can say whatever you want. But in this ministry, we don't give a flip what anybody says about us because it's really true. If you're willing to fight, you'll stand. And people will follow leadership rather than titles, people.
That's exactly what they're looking for.
Leadership.
Amen. If Rosa Parks had taken a poll before she sat down in the bus in Montgomery, Alabama, she'd still be standing. Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Massey. We'll be back with Jake tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.